This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hundreds rally in LA calling for an end to the immigration raids.
I'm an immigrant myself. I fled a dictator, and I'm here standing for immigrant rights.
And California voters could change their insurance fate following the devastating fires.
This is going to do nothing other than make California the most attractive place for insurance carriers to do business.
Welcome to the LA Local for Tuesday, August 12th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Aaron Cooper. And here's what's coming up on today's LA Local. It's been months since the LA wildfires, and insurance problems are still wreaking havoc. Some residents are trying to limit the number of smoke shops in LA, and Taylor Swift is giving Swifties something to celebrate. But first, hundreds of immigrants and activists have rallied at MacArthur Park calling for an end to these ICE raids. John Baird was there and spoke to some of those protesters.
We have power!
Several hundred people showed up here at the rally in a corner of MacArthur Park, and not just immigrant rights advocates, they also had social justice groups and others who felt they just had to be here to support the local immigrant population.
I'm an immigrant myself. I fled a dictator, and I'm here standing for immigrant rights.
Early this morning, organizers launched a boycott against some big retailers like Target and Walmart and Home Depot, and some fast food chains, too. Some fast food workers even walked off the job in protest of the ICE activity. They've had enough.
But we are here because we're courageous people who are willing to fight for our families, fight for our city, and fight for our nation.
There are more marches and rallies spread over the rest of the day, and there's a vigil tonight.
Families are also concerned about the raids since schools start Thursday for LA School District. The district says it has updated its safety policies, adjusted bus routes, and has staff and volunteers ready to protect people from possible immigration raids. Meanwhile, it's been several months since the Eaton and Palisades fires ravaged LA County. Our Karen Adams went to a workshop today in Pasadena to see how residents impacted by the Eaton fire are getting help with their insurance claims.
It's a full room here at the Pasadena Senior Center of people still up in the air about whether to rebuild after the fire.
I'm not sure I'm going to rebuild. I'm 83.
The people here, mainly seniors, watched a presentation by the United Policyholders and had their questions answered. The group's director, Amy Bach, says there are options because California has some unique rules in place.
In almost every other state, if you want to collect the full amount of your insurance, you have to rebuild. And we passed a law in California that says you can replace by buying instead of rebuilding. And because it's a relatively new law, and a lot of the adjusters who come in from out of state don't know about it, it's very important that we explain it to consumers and survivors so that they can flex their right and use that to take the path that works best for them.
Bach says fire survivors have a lot more flexibility than insurance companies want them to know about.
It doesn't help that California's insurance industry was basically rocked to its core because of the fires, but now things might be looking up. California voters will get a chance to overhaul the whole system. Well, at least a big part of it. Language for a new measure was introduced today, and it still needs signatures to officially make the 2026 ballot, but the initiative would get rid of California's elected insurance commissioner. Now, I know what you're thinking. What is a commissioner? What do they do? How do they help? Do they actually help? Well, our Larry Perel asked Carl Sussman all of these questions and more. He's a licensed insurance agent and an industry expert, and he helped us make sense of, well, everything.
All right, so explain the key reforms, if you can, to insurance oversight in this proposed initiative.
You got it. Well, finally, it's some grassroots effort by consumers in California to make some things change. Some of the primary changes in this ballot measure, and like you said, there will be the time to start collecting signatures pretty soon, is to change the way the insurance commissioner becomes the insurance commissioner. Right now, it has to do with who has the most money and who puts out a great campaign and they get elected. This proposition, in part, is going to change that entirely. It's going to make it into a position that the governor would appoint and then also has to be confirmed by the Senate. And my favorite part, they have to have a minimum of 10 years of insurance experience. Imagine that, an insurance commissioner with an insurance background.
Yeah.
Sounds like it could be a good thing.
So that's
the first main part. The next part we're looking at has to do with how carriers interact with the Department of Insurance. Right now, as we can see by the market being pretty much in the toilet, we have a situation where carriers want to make changes. They want to offer certain types of policies, discounts, charge different rates, and those can get clogged up and end up sitting for 6 months, 12 months, or even longer. Now, interestingly enough, Proposition 103 mandates 60 days, but in the last 28, 30 years, it still averages somewhere almost close to a year. So this proposition is going to change that, lock it in at 120 days. So the Department of Insurance must respond and must come to some type of conclusion within 120 days, which again is going to allow carriers to actually start filing and saying, okay, we can write here. Let's see how it goes. Let's see if it's profitable. Let's see if we have to adjust rates or discounts, and they'll be able to have an insurance commissioner respond.
All right. So why target the elected insurance commissioner specifically?
Well, interestingly enough, every insurance commissioner that has been in California since it became an elected position has gone on for further elected office. So it's turned into a bit of a stepping stone, right? People are more interested in getting in that position, trying to be as popular as they can be, even if it might not benefit the insurance consumer, and then they move on. And so what we've seen is that happening year after year, decade after decade, and we're left with the insurance market that we have right now. This is going to eliminate that political aspiration because this is someone that's going to be put there that can be removed by the governor, just like he's put there by the governor if they're not doing their job for the consumers.
Certainly a lot of frustration out there right now with both insurance companies and regulators. Is this new proposition a change for the sake of change, or do you think this is going to have some very meaningful reforms?
Let me tell you, if we can get this through, if people will just listen to the facts and not be swayed by a lot of the noise that you're going to hear about it, this is going to do nothing other than make California the most attractive place for insurance carriers to do business. When that happens and they come rushing back and writing policies, then we are going to see more availability, prices dropping. Part of this also mandates that insurance carriers offer significant discounts for different types of modernization done and wildfire protection steps that people take. And the most important thing, and I got to be sure I squeeze this in, the consumer protections still exist. Nothing changes. If the Department of Insurance decides, no, that's just not okay, they can put the kibosh on anything. So consumer protections are completely maintained in this new proposal.
Now, moving to a different kind of smoke. If you drive around LA, you'll probably notice that the city has a lot of smoke shops. Our Craig Figner says some people are trying to fix that.
These smoke shops are all over Los Angeles. It's estimated thousands of them, but a large concentration apparently in one neighborhood in Wilmington. And it's been bothering people who live there so much that they started a petition drive to try and drive out smoke shops. And it got the attention of Los Angeles Councilmember Tim McCosker. He says, get this, there are smoke shops he's been into where they're selling nitrous oxide that's flavored. Just one of his problems with these smoke shops that he's observed. And he's pushing for a moratorium at least 45 days so Los Angeles can more closely regulate smoke shops.
I see snacks and sweets and salty snacks, which is really designed to bring in kids. And I went into a smoke shop recently, and it was selling canisters of nitrous oxide, and they were flavored. They had bubblegum flavoring, and they had cinnamon flavoring. That is designed to appeal to young people.
The motion that he put up asks for this 45-day moratorium on issuing new business licenses. It's just a simple business license for a smoke shop to open, but he says this is something that absolutely is necessary and could come within at least a couple months' time.
And meanwhile, in Huntington Beach, police are now using a drone to respond quickly to emergency situations. It's called the Drone as a First Responder program. The department put out a video on YouTube explaining how it works.
The drone pilot is sitting at a location in our station, our real-time crime center.
From here, we can hear the call go out. We can punch in the location and have the drone on scene normally within 2 minutes or less. If it is a crime in progress and we realize or we get up-to-date information from a witness in that area that suspect is moving, we're able to also in real time update that location, or I can take over and start changing that location.
So police say this will help them solve crimes faster. They also say that this is a reactive program, so the drone won't be flying around looking for crime or spying on people. It's only going to fly when something is reported.
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS12!
Yeah. Ah, that's right, Swifties. And those who love Swifties, we are getting a new Taylor Swift album. She made the announcement on her boyfriend Travis Kelce's podcast this morning, just after midnight. Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore talked to Cammy Toomey, who covers all things pop culture on TikTok and Instagram.
So you were all about like the Easter eggs and everything leading up to this, right?
Yes, absolutely. Taylor Swift, she always leaves little crumbs through all of her work. So it was fun tracking down and trying to find everything out, trying to figure out what the theme of the album would be beforehand.
You're right. The Swifties do this and all the Beyonce fans do this. There's like nonstop theorizing as to what it's going to be. What's like your favorite rumor so far?
My favorite theory right now is obviously the album is called The Life of a Showgirl. But specifically, people are looking at the colors, the fact that it's mint green and copper. And the most famous example of copper oxidizing is the Statue of Liberty. So fans are speculating that it's about Taylor Swift and how she's been exposed to the elements and how she's grown throughout the public eye.
I mean, The Life of a Showgirl is a great title. But do you ever think to yourself, how can it be better than what we've seen before?
I mean, she has a very impressive discography to top. I mean, I am obsessed with the title of this album. I think just from the title itself, it gives us enough that this album has a lot of potential.
The last one, because you said, you know, she's had such an incredible discography, the Tortured Poets Department. Some people, I remember when that came out, were going, okay, I mean, good, we're happy it's here, but like, we've kind of heard this before. So is there something she hasn't done yet that she can do this time?
I think there's always room for every artist to grow. I think she's exploring right now. She's in a new relationship. She's just coming off of the Eras tour. She just maintained her masters. So I think there's a lot that she has to talk about, and there's a lot of story that she can tell.
And she definitely will have more to tell tomorrow when the New Heights podcast actually comes out. That'll be tomorrow afternoon. But you can still listen to her music and analyze all those Easter eggs to keep you occupied. And what a great day to do that, because today is National Vinyl Record Day. The first vinyl ever created was in the 1890s, but it wasn't until the 1960s and 70s that the golden age of records really reached its peak. And since then, records have even made a huge comeback for a number of reasons, and that's what people are calling the vinyl revival, or the vinyl sance, if you will. So brush off your old vinyl, turn up those tunes, and enjoy the rest of your Tunes Day. Get it? All right, folks. This has been your LA Local for Tuesday, August 12th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow to hear your favorite Brit, James Tuck, who will be bringing you the news. Bye!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.